So I don't have to tell you about the impact of load shedding on the country, your home, your immediate neighborhood. We've certainly escalated from stage 2 to stage 4 this past weekend, and it looks set to continue for the next couple of days. If one just looks at what stage 2 and stage 4 has done for the grid, for example, it's wiped around 4,000 megawatts off the national grid per day. 40% of Eskom's installed capacity has not been available for the past couple of days, which is around 18,000 megawatts. Now, what's the problem? Is it the generator plant breakdowns, the tropical storm that's hit Mozambique, the unavailability of diesel? I mean, these are some of the key factors that have been mentioned in the past, other than the cyclone, of course, that's been rather recent. But Jan Oberholzer is the COO of Eskom, who's not available right now. So I'm going to ask the team to get him on and have a chat to us. As soon as we get Jan on, we'll talk about that. But let your calls flow through this morning on 021-446-0567. Given what's happened at the portfolio committee looking at home affairs and the Guptas, if someone tells me that Malusi Gigaba did not know, I'll call you a liar. How can you be a minister and not know what unfolded? From where I'm sitting, it looks like Malusi Gigaba helped the Guptas get in because that Tsotsi, Jacob Zuma, that used to run this country, was the one that applied pressure on everyone. But anyway, let's get back to Eskom. As I said, once again, 40% of Eskom's installed capacity has not been available for the past couple of days. So that's around 18,000 megawatts. Is it generator plant breakdowns, the tropical storm, which now has reared its head, or the unavailability of diesel to run these turbines? Jan Oberholzer, I'm always amazed that you have time to speak to me, given all the stuff that you have to juggle, but it's much appreciated. Good morning.
Good morning. Unfortunately, there's lots of time because I'm in the traffic, so we can talk.
don't tell me the traffic lights aren't working because of load shedding. But anyway, were those numbers correct? 40% of your installed capacity not being available, around 18,000 megawatts over the past couple of days?
Give or take, it's accurate. You know, we've got 46,000 megawatts nominal capacity. Yep. And this morning it was 11 plus 6, up plus 5. Yeah, it's about 17, close to 17,000 this morning. That's correct.
Okay, so without that capacity available, you also need space for maintenance and all sorts of other stuff. So there's a myriad of things that pack onto all of this. What's the main reason for us having escalated from stage 2 to stage 4? In the past, we've spoken about generator plant breakdowns. This tropical storm in Mozambique interests me. Shall we start there?
Sure, we've lost because of this storm that we had in Mozambique. We lost both the Cordobasa lines. So that's an impact of more than 1,000 megawatts, about 1,000, nearly 1,200 megawatts we've lost. Now, because of the weather, we couldn't get access, but yesterday we did manage to get access, and I did see last night some footage. So one of the lines, we actually used helicopter traveling one of the lines, and I received the footage, and on one of the lines, one of the towers are down. And then next to it, there's another four towers that has sort of snapped. So it's a severe permanent fault. So today, this morning, we will travel the other line to have a look what the damage on the other line is going to be. So it's a severe permanent fault.
Okay. But that's 1,000 megawatts out of the 18,000 that we don't have available. What about the other?
Then we can take another 6,000, close to 6,000 we can take off that we have out on planned maintenance. But that leaves us in with the undesirable situation of the unplanned. And that is where we lost units that because of unpredictability as well as unreliability. And when we spoke last time, the situation has worsened. And what we're finding now, we have severe boiler tube leaks. So that means within the boiler, we have kilometers and kilometers of pipe, and we develop some little holes and those are now biting us big time. So as we speak, and you'll see it today on the media briefing as well, at 10:30, that we have 8 units currently down just on boiler tube leaks. Now, 8 times approximately 5,000 to 6,000, that is close to 4,000 megawatts just down because of boiler tube leaks. So it is a significant challenge that we currently have. We have obviously teams dealing with this, but it's going to take time. You know, the problem that you have, the boiler is so complex and it's so small inside, it's very condensed. So if you have a boiler tube leak, you've got to cool down your boiler, and then you have to go and get access. You have to go and actually identify, you know, where the leak is. And then sometimes you have to cut pipes open to get access to where the problems are. So that's what we're facing at this point in time.
But this sounds like a maintenance issue.
Yeah, you know, I think we're paying for, you know, if you take what you have invested or not invested in the last, I would say, 3-5 years, you either have the dividends now or you don't have it. So that's where we find ourselves.
So that means if we're looking at those type of faults, it's not going to take a day or two to fix. That is 4,000 megawatts, which means we're going to be at stage four for the next couple of days or a week at least.
As we speak, we are working on those. During the week, some of these units will come back. Now, our forecast, our outlook at this point in time is that today we'll continue with stage four. Tomorrow will be stage four, maybe going down a little bit. But then the units will start coming back, return to service. And we believe that we will be going down towards the end of the week, you know, to a stage two and hopefully perhaps lower. But the issue that we're facing is we need to maintain units. And currently, because of the capacity not available, we cannot take out units and maintain them the way it's supposed to be maintained. Yeah. So that's another challenge, significant challenge facing us.
Yeah. And we can't look at all of this and not remember Kusile and Madupe, which has been a fundamental stuff up over the past couple of years.
No, Kino, you're 100% right. You know, we made all this investment to get 10,000 megawatts, you know, in the next 3-5 years. And unfortunately, because of the significant design errors that we have, which we're working hard to fix, we don't have that capacity available. You know, I think we spoke about it last time. At
yes,
this point
indeed.
In time, we should have had, you know, at least 4,000 megawatts available, close to 4,000 megawatts, and we hardly have 1,500 from those.
Yeah, over and above that, you're about, what, 300% over budget for these as well. So, Jan, talk to me about consequences. So this is already costing the economy a hell of a lot, right? As businesses are offline, et cetera, it's costing the economy in real terms. But someone should pay for this. I mean, what would you like to see happen? Just as an executive sitting on top of an entity, you take responsibility for the operations of that. Someone's got to pay for this.
No, that's true. You know, I believe there are two main issues that we are dealing with. The one is contractually. We need to understand, and we've got a good feel and a good understanding contractually what we need to do. So the contractors that didn't, you know, contribute the way they were paid for, they need to answer for that. And contractually, we are dealing with those issues. But then there's also the issue of we didn't cover ourselves in glory, you know, from an internal Eskom point of view, in terms of project management, contract management, even the operating and maintenance. And we are dealing with those issues. We are really severely dealing with, and I can tell you the consequence management is on the agenda. I can.
How long have you been COO?
2 days ago, it was 8 months.
8 months.
Yeah, it feels like 8 years.
Anyway, I just want to thank you for your time. You know, obviously the SIU is looking at a whole lot of stuff. One last thing. The president had a meeting. Were you in that meeting with the president?
No, I was not. But on Saturday, we had a meeting with, you know, with the board as well as our Minister of DP, Minister Gordhan.
Yeah.
And we discussed this in detail. And there is a commitment and obviously undertaking that they will assist us, you know, especially on the procurement. We have, unfortunately, rules and procedures and policies that we need to follow, but that is not sufficient. So they will assist us, you know, in expediting those.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time, Jan Obrolte. He's stuck in the traffic at the moment on his way to work, the chief operations officer for the past 8 months at Eskom. It was a bit of a long interview, but it's a bit of a long story, quite frankly, and the reasons as to why the economy is stuffed at the moment and being stuffed up sideways, why your business is not operating, why you can't cook, why you have to spend another 5,000 rand on a deep cycle battery and, you know, some inverter to at least keep the TV and the lights on. It's costing everybody.